Kindness from Tom Jones. Good lick. Without love, there ain't nothing, baby. Love is the ultimate trip. It's 2 before 8 on the Earl Trotz Show. K-Day reminds you that membership in the Los Angeles County Museum of Art not only gives you members' privileges, clever, but offers the opportunity to support one of the nation's finest programs, featuring a full range of lectures, concerts, and films, as well as a children's art workshop and school tours. And now, the further adventures of Sir Thanks-a-Lot.
Miss Rosamund Stacy joyfully announces the birth of her baby, with grateful acknowledgments to everyone who helped to make it such a beautiful event. Columbia Pictures presents Sandy Dennis in Thank You All Very Much. A nice girl with a nice job and a nice baby. What more could a single girl want? See Sandy Dennis in Thank You All Very Much. Color, rated M, mature audience.
And be sure to see Columbia Pictures' Thank You All Very Much. Opens tomorrow in drive-ins and theaters everywhere, everywhere. Second co-hit, Lock Up Your Daughters. I think those two movies go together very well.
One minute after 8 o'clock, this is Earl Trout with double the hits from KDAY's Santa Monica.
chase, I'd back a chase you. I'd disgrace you, I'd displace you, I'd defend you, I'd defend you. All I really want to do, yeah, baby, be friends with you. Baby, be friends with you.
Share from 1965, and only one M is K-Day Doubles the Hit. 4 minutes after 8 o'clock, another chick got herself the number one record on the K-Day Top 10 all over Los Angeles right now. Well, one third of the number one record anyway. Peter and Paul got the
all
part.
My bags are packed, ready to go. I'm standing here outside the door. I hate to wake you up.
Clouds late tonight, becoming mostly cloudy and rainy tomorrow, which is Wednesday. Clearing Wednesday night, becoming mostly fair Thursday. Low tonight 48, high tomorrow 62. Currently at the Civic Center, 58 degrees. In the Valley, 57. Orange County, 59. At the beach, cloudy skies, juicy skies. It's soggy out there, 58 degrees. Here's a KDA reminder. Immediate confidential counseling awaits unmarried parents at Nonprofit Children's Home Society. Call your local CHS office for help today. And I can't do material like that.
Hi, this is Huey Fox, campus correspondent for Valley Junior College. This week, Valley students vote for Spring 70 candidates, and an election rally was held today. Voting starts tomorrow through Friday. Saturday, the Valley College cross-country team won the state championship JC title for their second time in a row. The song of the week is It Came Out of the Sky by Creedence. Cecilia Fox, KDA campus correspondent for Valley Junior College.
I'm in love with your tonsils.
It's 1580 KDAY.
That chick's got a sexy throat. Credence Rock and Roll Revival. It came out of the sky there. 10 after 8, Earl Trout Showtime on K-Day, where it's all up. Number one record this week at Valley Junior College, according to Valley Junior College correspondent person Steely Fox with the sexy throat. K-Day got double the hits. Hey, yeah. And like that there, you see, is what I'm trying.
Baby, baby, sweet baby.
Thank you.
Aretha Franklin. Sweet, sweet baby, since you went down. Let her bleed, babe, let her bleed. 13 after 8 on the Top Trip from K-Day. Gonna lift your lid and ignite your ear till 12 tonight.
What happens if you can't get the engine to retrofire?
Well, we're prepared for every contingency, Mr. Henry.
There's a rumor the men are already dead.
Not true.
Have you given up hope, Mr. Keith?
Certainly not, Mr. Cannon. Why should I? Gregory Peck and an all-star cast in Maroon, the son of the first American astronauts marooned in space. A Franklin and Sturgis production from Columbia Pictures. Reserved seats now on sale. Marooned, rated G, general audience.
The Frankovich's Sturgis production of Maroon, a Columbia Pictures release, world premieres Friday, December 12, Egyptian Theater, Hollywood. Reserve seat engagement tickets now on sale. It's an all-star cast. Well, not all-stars. They got a moon in there, too.
It's the C-80-K-D-A-Y.
To the Gulf of Mexico, the Lake Charles, Louisiana, little best girl I once knew. And she told me just to come on by if there's anything that she could do. I'm on a credible creep.
Hey, now, how you gonna act, man? There ain't no way to be.
Attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now.
Big Time Radio Show is something from K-Day at 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. It's 58 degrees. Here are the major local stories. The bearded leader of a hippie-style commune is due to arrive in Los Angeles tonight to face murder and conspiracy charges in the Sharon Tate killing. He is Charles Manson, who is being transported from Inyo County for arraignment on Thursday. The San Francisco Indian Center's managing director says Indians have struggled for years to direct attention to their problems, and now, with the occupation of Alcatraz, are getting plenty of attention in high places. A spokesman for Los Angeles Black Panthers says police fired the first shots in yesterday's shootout and planted illegal weapons in the Panther headquarters. Police deny both charges. It's 19 minutes after 8 o'clock. Payday News continues.
American Contemporary Radio. I'm John Buchanan in New York. Another murder investigation tonight in Ann Arbor. Police found a young woman stabbed to death this afternoon in her apartment near the University of Michigan. Police now say the murder does not appear to be connected with the unsolved murders of seven young women in the Ann Arbor area over the past 2 years. More news from American Contemporary Radio in just 60 seconds.
Hello, this is Sonny Fox. Childhood should be a time of joy and aspiration, but many of the world's children have lost hope before they have begun to live and learn. And these are the children who are the special concern of Save the Children Federation. And they must become the special concern of every one of us if the world is to become a better place. We can share the privilege of helping to feed and clothe the needy youngsters in the United States and abroad. We can enable them to get an education. We can help them to grow up to be productive citizens. Our dollars will not only benefit needy children financially, they will spell new hope. And that's the greatest gift we can give a fellow human being. Give a child a chance for a happy childhood. Please contribute today to Save the Children, Box 120, Grand Central Station, New York, New York, 10017. That's Save the Children, Box 120, Grand Central Station, New York, New York, 10017. Give a child a chance for a happy childhood.
President Nixon finished his speech minutes ago at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel here in New York. The president praised the spirit of football and said,
"What we need in the spirit of this country, in the spirit of our young people, is not playing it safe always, not being afraid of defeat, being ready to get into the battle, and playing to win."
President Nixon came here to New York this evening to receive an award from the National Football Foundation. While President Nixon was at the Waldorf this evening, there was brief trouble outside among the thousand or so demonstrators. Correspondent Roger Peterson was right in the middle of it.
Police and a mob of patrol coming out. Another man being arrested now and being jostled by the police officer. Right now, one policeman is down, and another man here is being arrested. People are throwing rocks. Another barricade comes down. The horse is spinning around here, almost kicking a few people. Things have gotten a bit rough.
And Peterson says the president never saw the demonstrators at the Waldorf here in New York. About 50 of the demonstrators were arrested. The Apollo 12 astronauts will be getting out of quarantine 18 hours early. The quarantine committee says Conrad, Bean, and Gordon will be released tomorrow afternoon. The health department in Florida says diphtheria has now reached epidemic proportions in northwest Miami. 8 cases of diphtheria are reported so far. 2 children have died. Another is in critical condition tonight. More preventive serum is being flown to Miami. In Washington this afternoon, John Gardner of the Urban Coalition suggested retirement for some members of Congress. Gardner said,
"The Speaker of the House is 77. 13 Senate and House Committee chairmen are over 70. 6 of them over 75, 2 over 80. They're full of years and honors. They can serve their country best by stepping aside. That would be patriotism at its highest."
John Gardner used to be Secretary of Health, Education, and Welfare. He's now chairman of the Urban Coalition. The House this evening approved a foreign aid appropriation of $1.6 billion. It's the lowest one in history and more than a billion below what the president wanted. The General Electric Company is filing a charge of unfair labor practices against the International Union of Electrical Workers. The IUE and 11 other unions have been on strike at GE for 7 weeks. In Los Angeles today, Robert Culp filed a divorce suit against his wife, Franz Nguyen. Today is their second wedding anniversary. Allied sources in Saigon tonight report the heaviest U.S. artillery attack yet across the border into Cambodia. The sources say it happened last Sunday after the enemy fired rockets and mortars from Cambodia at a U.S. outpost near Saigon. That report making contemporary news. Now this other news from the contemporary news desk. Five officers have been chosen at Cannon Air Force Base in Clovis, New Mexico, to hear the case against Airman First Class August Doyle. Doyle refuses to cut his Afro-style hair. Doyle says his natural is an expression of his cultural identity. Recently, the Marine Corps allowed modified Afro-style hair. Here in New York, the Big Four ambassadors at the UN met again to find peace in the Mideast. No word on progress, if any. They'll meet again Friday afternoon. That's the latest news. I'm John Bohannon in New York for American Contemporary Radio.
Backfield in motion, yeah. I'm gonna have to penalize you. Backfield in motion, baby. You know that's against the rules. Huh. Offside and hold it, yeah. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, baby. Offside and hold it, yeah. Hold it on to someone else. You know you cheated, baby.
On their hands. I wonder if that was the proper wording. 26 after 8, hour 2 of the Earl Trout Show on K-Day.
Hi, this is Teresa Sandler. I'm K-Day Camp's correspondent from Providence, Hawks. Providence thanks everyone that came to the dance and spaghetti dinner last weekend. Each were a success. The Providence Pioneers are doing fantastic at the Villa Tournament. So far, they won both games, the first against St. Genevieve and the second against Immaculate Heart. Tonight, the Providence Pioneers play Louisville. This Sunday, the world-famous Providence Art Department presents the Christmas Art Show from 1 to 4 p.m. Admission is free. There will be exhibits in wire, sculpture, mosaic, tapestry, and other art creations, some of which will be for sale. Public chocolate tea and refreshments. Stay with all the art tapestry exclusives, The Look of Love by Bunty Springfield. This has been Teresa Sandmeyer, your K-Day campus correspondent for Providence Art.
Oh, love is in your eyes, the look your heart in disguise. The world.
'Tis 8:30. This is Earl Trout with Double the Hits from KDAY, Santa Monica.
It's the fun.
Triple Creek Music, 27 before 9, Earl Trout Showtime. For the Fun 1580, here's a K-Day suggestion for holiday fun. Bring the kids to the newest exhibit at the California Museum of Science and Industry. It's a huge playground brought in especially for them to play, climb, and swing on. They're welcome any day of the week from 10 to 5.
in the top league of New York. Since
Serpent Safari, 21 before 9 with a horrible Hodad as K-Day doubles the gold. Hits.
K-D-A-Y.
Gonna be gold someday. Billy Joe Royal, Cherry Hill Park. Music is steam up to car windows by.
Mary Hill used to hang out in Cherry Hill Park. The game she played lasted all day to way after dark. Ride on the merry-go-round.
Joe Nasty with Cherry Hill Park Music as K-Day doubles the hit. Hey, thanks for knocking me in, babe. The horrible hit, Earl Trout, at 19:49 in the middle of my 156th turn-on day in a row. At 9 o'clock tonight, we're going to start a Dylan thing. Going to do a number on an underground, black market, bootleg Dylan album called Stealing. You ain't never heard Dylan like you're going to hear him tonight. Nowhere, no how.
No time left for you.
On my way to better
things.
I found myself somewhere.
Subscription run out. 15:49. You're taking a trout trip till Nathan Roberts at midnight. You got a fish in your tank, baby love, on a Tuesday from K-Day, where it's all at. Comes the good sounds of the Guess Who. Time to do a number on the weather company. Increasing clouds late tonight, becoming mostly cloudy and rainy tomorrow. Clearing Wednesday night, becoming mostly fair on Thursday. Low tonight, 48. High tomorrow, 62. Currently at the downtown place, 57 degrees. In the valley, 54. Orange County, 56. And at the beach, under overcast skies, 57 degrees.
This is Charlene Walker, K-Day campus correspondent from Franklin High. Tomorrow, our varsity and JV basketball teams will be playing Wilson High at Wilson. Tomorrow, we will also be having a narcotics assembly, and our guest speaker will be Keeney Turan.
Huh?
Last Saturday, the Franklin High drill team and band both took first place in the Highland Park Christmas Parade.
You can't do that.
The song requested this week is for Tony and Nancy, Danny and Charlene, and Bob and Becky, and it is Soul Deep. This
hey.
Is Charlene Walters, K-Day campus correspondent from Franklin High.
Listen, it's one thing to have a narcotics assembly, but it's another thing to, you know, announce it on the public airwaves. Ooh, you're in trouble.
Darling, I don't know much. I know I love you so much.
deep, song sung by the Box Tops, Oldie What Air, with a Trout Trip from K-Day, 11-4-9. That's a favorite oldie at Franklin High School, so sayeth good old Charlene Walters. This is K-Day with Double the Hits.
K-D-A-Y.
At least, babe, at least.
La, la, la. Big lonely world, but someone like you could make my dreams come true. Then all the mountains I could climb if you just put your hand in mine. There ain't nothing in this world I couldn't do. La 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 la. My dreams would all come true if I had you.
Cuanto antes, nuestro cliente le obsequiará completamente gratis.